So the comprehension process calls on both general knowledge and specialized knowledge, as well as thinking strategies. Cognitive processing leads to schema development. Remember, schema is the store of knowledge that is an experience that a student already has prior to encountering the text. Now, this schema development facilitates storage of knowledge and memory. Teachers can stimulate cognitive processing through a variety of activities. Rehearsal, that means practicing the use of information, review, comparing and contrasting, and drawing connections, as well as the ideas we've got here on the slide.